This is Refraction, Reverberation, written by Paseridae, read by Mr. Born Hero, a Star Wars The Magnus Archives fusion, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the characters Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn, Anakin Skywalker. It is tagged for The Fears in a Star Wars Setting, and Avatar Obi-Wan Kenobi, movie The Phantom Menace, bittersweet. Summary: Obi-Wan Kenobi meets Anakin Skywalker. This changes nothing except their fates. Anakin Skywalker meet Obi-Wan Kenobi. The child beams, radiant gold and thrilling, high and delighted in the Force. He is loud, this one, a veritable orchestra all on his own. Pleased to meet you. Wow, you're a Jedi too? He looks up, innocent and curious, and holds out his hand. When he touches the boy, it is like looking into the steel-bright waters of a lake, expecting a reflection and instead seeing the enormity of the stars. Hello there, he says, startled. The boy is not of a similar make to him, not some strange creature both of the Force and outside of it. He can't be. There's no discordance in him, no strange push-pull twist. But he's not normal, either. Obi-Wan doesn't see death when they touch. He can see nothing so small. He doesn't know what to make of it, so he keeps his distance, watches and waits as his master makes his grand proclamations as they are sent back to Naboo, despite the pressing danger that entails. Despite this, he doesn't even notice that Anakin has come with them, not safe at the temple, but with them in a war zone. How didn't he notice? Until it is much too late. He sends a fervent hope to the Force that he won't have to watch yet another child die today. And, in a way, he gets his wish. It is just that, instead of the boy, his master dies. He dies. He dies, and there is nothing Obi-Wan can do to save him. The Sabrak runs his master through, and Obi-Wan chokes on the horror coursing through his vein, thinking again of Serassi, and Bant, and all the others he couldn't save. The Sabrak is dispatched, the Force flowing through him as a stream, letting him give himself over and do what he must. When it is done, he falls to his knees and cradles his master up off the cold marble, still living, but only just. His master whispers, "Train the boy." Dutiful to the last, for all that he was a maverick, he, like Obi-Wan, has always loved the Jedi with his entire soul. But duty is not the whole of them. If the whisper is for the Jedi, then the touch to his face is for Obi-Wan alone. The brush of knuckles against his cheek, skin to skin, and in it, Obi-Wan sees his master's death, the gut wound slowly poisoning him, reinforcements taking too long to arrive, agonized hours with insufficient medication and overwhelmed medics before he's finally released to the Force, freed from this crude matter. "Master," he chokes out, and when had he started to cry? His cheeks are wet as he holds his master close, The man who had been so kind, who had chosen Obi-Wan again and again when he could have turned him away, who had tried and tried and tried to be a good teacher, even when he was close to breaking himself. The lodestone to Obi-Wan's entire existence. He loves him so, and so Obi-Wan does the only thing he can. He helps him go gentle into the Force, not burning from the inside out, not suffering surrounded by gels and the beeps of machines and sterile white lights. No, better that his master have this, in the arms of his Padawan, held and helped and loved, staring up at a familiar face and feeling the faint warmth of skin on skin. Obi-Wan eats his fear and gives it to the Force and lets him go. When they find him, he looks pale as death, tears dripping silent down his cheeks like pattering rain. He says nothing as they take the body from his arms. Anakin, the little light burning bright as a star, is the only one who dares come close, clambering into his lap with all the grace of a child. Obi-Wan stabilizes him with one hand, present enough for that at least, trembling like a plucked string as he cradles Anakin's head. Even stars burn out. Something whispers in his mind, small and dark and hungry, always hungry. It is a sibilant hiss that he's long learned to live with, a constant companion ever since Melidan, all those years ago. He doesn't even notice its cry. Anakin, though, Anakin flinches in his arms, a full body shake that runs through his body like electricity. When he looks back up, there is something different in his eyes, a sulphurous gleam of fear taking root in fertile soil. That night, Obi-Wan dreams of floating in the vast emptiness of space, silent and alone, watching a star sputter and tremble and die. He can't reach out to touch it, to ease its passing. He can't do anything at all. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 and May the 4th. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Please remember to drink some water today.